Welcome into Who's Together Podcast, episode 4 of Who's Together Podcast. I am your co-host, Lauren Moses.
And I'm Quinn Blanding, and we are on episode 4, baby.
Episode 4. So excited to have you guys with us. We've been getting comments, something that we're going to address, you know, pretty early on here. We've been getting recommendations. So it's been really exciting just to, you know, converse with all of you Who's fans, former athletes, alums, everyone who is a part of the Wahoo family. How do you feel about it, Quinn? How do you feel about, you know, the feedback you've received?
It's been great, honestly. I just love getting texts from people and just seeing the comments under, you know, the post or wherever, just seeing people enjoy it, you know, especially family members say, oh, you know, we watched the podcast or listened to it. It's exciting to see and just to see the reaction and just understand that, you know, this is what we needed. I feel like we don't give enough credit to all the sports that we're covering. So I think it's well deserved and it's fun. I'm glad we took the initiative just to say, let's do it. And I was like, all right, let's go. So, hey, now we're here on episode 4.
You're here on episode 4. And so if you guys have never watched an episode before, make sure you guys go to our site page on believe.com so you can catch up on the other episodes. If this is your first time, like I said, I am a former women's basketball player, graduated in class of 2018. Quinn, UVA football team, also class of 2018. And we're just going to hop into it because there was a comment that was left under our last episode where we kind of talked about the football team not really generating a lot of fans during homecoming weekend. That, you know, for me was pretty surprising because I had gone to all the homecoming games when I was a student there. And so it made me think about something. It seems like fans, football fans, are more loyal to the NFL teams and they are their college football teams. It's like they can't let a new coach come in. They can't let a four-year starting quarterback go out and not see any type of dip off. Quinn, what are your thoughts about, you know, the response from our fan who basically said, who's going to wait in line and who's going to walk a mile to Scott Stadium or who's going to do all this when their team isn't playing great football?
Yeah, and, you know, that's the biggest topic of concern, you know, with dealing with UVA has always been our fans. I love our fans to death. I feel like we have the best fans around when it comes to college sports. But to hear stuff like that, like coming into this season, it's just like the prime example of why we don't get better and why there's a gap between, you know, how to help fans and like try to do better for the atmosphere at UVA. So, you know, I've been working with teams and like people around UVA that, you know, support UVA very well and working on initiatives to get, you know, things better for, you know, the atmosphere around Scott Stadium. But it's people like that. And Chris, I'm just going to mention your name because it's not like we're just going to talk or beat around the bush on things. It's like we've seen your posts. We understand your concern. But our concern is as former alumni and just former athletes in general is why do you have so much to say about this in a case where you probably been rooting for the same team that's probably never won a Super Bowl, maybe if they have, it was probably in the 90s or the 80s, and we're on a whole new generation of people. And so that same respect, and to go back to the question, is you will rather ride for an NFL team because it's an NFL team. You already know it's a $1 billion business where college sports is the same thing. Yeah. But you rather say, oh, yeah, there's turnover here, blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. Cool. But your NFL team has had 8 coaches probably. You've done had 20 NFL quarterbacks. You done had X, Y, and Z. Yeah. But you'll rather say, oh, we're going to ride for this NFL team because, you know, at some point we have hope because of X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And so just reading your post, it's just like, that's why it's hard for fans now, because you basically said, if we have another new coach come in, you're basically not even going to wait until the time period of till when we can get better. Yeah. So that way you're just not even going to consider it. And so whatever team you root for now, I hope you look like as an alumni, like, and if you don't want to support us, don't support us. Mm-hmm. Like, it's either you're all in or you're all out. And like what you just said there, like, you're all out to me. So if we start winning, Don't come back on the bandwagon.
That's what it is. Like, it's like you don't want to support when a team is down. And I'm not saying you to this one person, but just in general, for other fans who feel this way, because I'm sure he's not alone, you don't want to support when a team is down. But then as soon as they get enough wins to make it to a bowl game, you're going to be right back on the bandwagon.
Right back.
And that is not what diehard fans, that's not what Wahoo fans, that's not what the Washington Football Commanders fans, every bad season, they are there just as loud for the opening game every single year. Think about other college teams that I'm thinking about is like Notre Dame football. Haven't been at their peak in a few years. You will never see a Notre Dame football fan just flat out not attend. Like someone who is a diehard, and I have cousins, like I have a cousin who played for the football team, diehard, will always go no matter what their record is, will always go and support.
But then you want perks and stuff just for you to get to the game.
Like, Then he also went further and asked for perks and basically incentives for him to come to a game. And
for like fans to come to the game, what is the incentive? Yeah, it's to support your team, to see your team perform at a high level, because at the end of the day, like, I don't think most people truly understand what it takes to go through to be a student athlete at a prestigious university at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, and I understand, you could have done anything else in life. Cool. You could have been in the military. I know it's hard. You could have did X, Y, Z. I know it's hard. You could be a doctor. I know it's hard. I understand those things. But you got to understand it's a different mindset where you have to perform at a high level each and every day, because it's fans like you that just are so disgusted just by any small little thing. Mm-hmm. And so now we're trying to please you and trying to win a football game at the same time. Yep. So at the end of the day, it's like, it's either you're with
all the other adversity, with all the other adversity that's going on. It's like, yes, we want to put on a show for these fans, but it's really hard to put on a show for fans if things aren't going well in the locker room, things aren't going well in the meetings and practices, and obviously not in these games. So let's not drag this conversation on for too long, but I do think it's an interesting thought. If you're a college football fan or college sports fan out there in general, just think about like how much or how easy it is to sway the way you're feeling about your college team versus a professional team, because I think it's very, very different. So
it is different. And so, it's either you with us or you're not. I'm just going to say it like that.
Are you with us?
That's it. And nothing against me, it's not going to hurt my feelings. It's just, hey, I just know what it is.
Definitely, definitely. So let's get into this football team that we are indeed talking about. UVA football 2-4 right now, seventh in the ACC Coastal Division. They're on a bye week, so they did not play this past Sunday, but they will be going next Sunday this upcoming Sunday to play Georgia Tech football.
On Saturday, but
on Saturday, My weeks, days. So Quinn, bye week. Talk to us about the mindset shift that you might have had to tap into during that 2-10 season that you all had. What are the things that you attack during this week?
Yeah, you attack everything. You attack, first and foremost, you really attack yourself. You got to look yourself in the mirror and say, am I giving my all? Am I doing my responsibilities? Am I performing at the highest level that I know I can? It starts with self first. Then it goes, the coaches too, everyone has to look themselves in the mirror and say, am I doing what I need to do to allow us to have success on the field?
Yep.
Then two, it's just now you're going back to the basics. Whatever you've done in fall camp, whatever you've done in winter, spring ball, all that, we're going back to the basics. This is the basis of what UVA is. We need to understand, we need to develop what this team is going to be. And that's when you kind of do it right here. So that mind shift is just like, how are we going to finish strong? Forget this half of the season, the first half of the season, this back half of the season, how are we going to win out? How are we going to execute one game at a time? How are we going to dominate our opponents? And that's what you do during a bye week, and you go at it. Like it's not just like, we're 2-4. It's like, it's time to go now. Let's go. If we can win out,
And I feel like for basketball, we had like, we don't We had winter break, so we didn't really have bye weeks, but we did have winter break, which is a long time. And that is where we really like tapped into our non-negotiables. We've already talked about trying to figure out what this UVA football's identity is. And we haven't, as fans, people watching, we haven't been able to figure it out. But for you, for someone who knows the players, knows a little bit about what Coach Tony Elliott wants to do, what would you say their non-negotiables are right now? Like, what do they need to come out of this bye week doing at a very high level?
Fight. Like, you got to show grit. You got to show that you want to be here. Like, are you going to fight when someone punches you in the mouth? Are you going to punch back, or are you just going to take all the hits? At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
Gotcha.
And that's what it's going to show. And it comes down to, are you going to perform with energy? Or are you just out here going through the motions? Like, if you're not going to do none of those, then it's like you haven't executed a bye week perfectly. Because the purpose of a bye week is you've been getting punched in your mouth for this first half of the season. Are you going to fight back at any point? And so now you're just going to really see who wants to fight back and who wants to quit. And this is the time you see. And, you know, we have some games left. So I'm ready and excited to see who's going to fight back and who's going to punch somebody in the mouth.
For me, I feel like it is about playing smarter. Sometimes, a lot of times you hear, as your coaches always say, like, play smarter, not harder. And I feel like through frustration, they have just been trying to play as hard or as fast as possible, getting out of their rhythm, out of who they are as individual players. And the penalties, we talked about it, racking up on them as much as they have, has also been a part of their downfall. And if you're coming out of a bye week and you're supposed to say that this was my time to get locked in, you can't come out here doing the same ticky-tack stupid plays, extra plays, and costing your team a disadvantage in a game. So that's going to be my non-negotiable for them coming out of this bye week, because that's just stupid.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just going to come down to who wants to fight and the team leader stepping up, whether, you know, from coaches, from the players, whoever's on staff. It's going to come down to those leaders really leading, stepping up, and really showing what UVA is about, regardless of this first half.
I'm excited to see if they can literally take what you just said about, like, y'all done got punched in the mouth enough. Like, come out here and show, like, I'm not about to get beat up no more. Like, if they can put that onto the field, that's going to be an exciting, exciting game against Georgia Tech, because Georgia Tech beat Duke 23-20, a team that UVA lost to, and they are also second in the ACC Coastal Division. And so they have something to prove, although Virginia football should have a chip on their shoulder. I feel like Georgia Tech is going to come out and want to punch somebody in the mouth, because they're trying to keep up this record that they have had so far this season and get 3 wins in a row. What can you remember about playing Georgia Tech teams in the past, about just their intensity? And I mean, I feel like they've gotten better, honestly, since.
Well, so it's different now for me. So when I was playing them, they had the wing T formation. And so they were running all the dives, the pitches and all that. Now they're kind of like a spread team. So I never played against a spread team. I've played against the wing T. And I love Georgia Tech week.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those games, because I knew I was going to have at least 6.
You racking up them stats.
I knew them tackles were going to be high. But, you know, just watching them previously and just understanding their game, they're going to fight. They're going to fight regardless. And they've shown it. They've shown it in multiple games that they're going to fight. I mean, have they been successful in winning them all? No, but they're going to fight. And they're going to show why they're here. And they're going to show why they want to be dominant. So, I mean, their head coach got them fired up over there right now. And so they're on a hot edge right now. So they don't want to stop. They don't want to stop their train right now. They're going to keep going. And so we better be ready for whatever to come. And we better ready to duck and swing, and whatever we got to do, we better bite ankles, something. We better get ready.
figure it out. That's what it comes down to sometimes. So UVA football, do not let us down. We are rooting for you. We are watching. And hey, we're on this platform, you know, singing your good graces. So
singing it, boy.
Let's move on though, because we talk about the UVA family, which also includes former athletes, and we do have a lot of former athletes who are doing some great things right now. But I do want to shed light on a situation that I learned of pretty late, I would say, because I think it happened at the end of August. Former UVA basketball player Nigel Johnson was in a really bad car accident he was on the side of the road. I think his car had went or something, or a tire had blew, and he was hit by a car that was passing, and he is still recovering. But there is a GoFundMe page for him right now, raising money. I know that men's basketball has put out the link a few times. And so I'm going to put it in the bio of this episode as well, just because, you know, UVA family, you got to make sure, we got to look out for ours. And that is very scary. You know, he has a family, he has a, I believe, a fiance or wife, a child, young child. So just want to keep our prayers and our thoughts with him and his family as they get through this, because he is in a wheelchair, so he's not as mobile. He has a few bones that are still, you know, healing up. So all those are very costly things to get fixed. And we just want to make sure that they are in their best situation while going through this tough time.
Yeah. And it was good to see him, you know, posting pictures of him at the blue and white game. So it was good to see that, you know, at least he was able to attend. And I mean, of course he's, you know, in a wheelchair, but to see him with his family, to be around his other family, you know, being with UVA, it was good to see. So I, you know, my prayers are all out to him, and, you know, everything hopefully is safe for him, you know, once he's fully recovered, so that, you know, he can be able to do what he loves to do, and that's play basketball, and, you know, be able to be a supporting father for his child and his wife and, you know, his family. So, you know, you guys go to that GoFundMe page, you know, donate whatever you can. It's not saying you got to spend $1,000. Just donate whatever you can. If you can't, we understand, but just, you know, always keep those in your hearts and in those prayers.
Definitely, definitely. And I mean, that is a positive note. Seeing him there at that game, I saw a picture, I think, this morning. It was a beautiful sight for sure. And so let's also keep it on the positive wave, because we were talking a little bit before we got on today about the San Diego Open and another former athlete, women's tennis. We praise the women's tennis players on this platform. We do. But another alum, Danielle Collins, she is an alum, like I said, won two titles, NCAA titles, 2014 and 2016. And she is in the semifinal today. But obviously, when this episode comes out, hopefully she would have won the San Diego Open, but she's playing in the semifinal on Sunday. And I know there's some weather complications and things like that. But Quinn, you said you saw her in the US Open.
But I watched a few little rounds of her. You know, she was on the other side of Serena, so I was hoping she was going to get a chance to play against her. But she did play her in 2021, though. I don't remember how it went, but I did see in 2021 she did get a play against her. But it's just good seeing UVA on the map regardless.
And just to see us
thrive at the highest level like we always do. So, you know.
Yeah. And in order for her to get to the semifinal, she had to beat a top 10 player, another top 10 win. So that's beautiful as well. And I think last time we checked in on the score, which was happening as we were setting up, she was up 2 in the third.
I think she was up 2 sets, I think. Okay. Yep. I think she was. And then it got suspended due to weather.
Yeah. So keep an eye on her and you know, her career in general, because she's doing big things. Yes. More big news from I love us so much.
Exactly.
More big news. We got Ty Jerome going to the reigning champs.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
Golden State Warriors. He got picked up on a two-way contract, or he got signed to Golden State and then they converted it to a two-way contract. So congratulations to him. You know, we've been watching him, Kyle Guy, DeAndre, Malcolm Brogdon. You know, we also keep in Justin Anderson here and there too, because, you know, he stays with a team now.
Stays with a team. He's balling. Listen,
no matter where he go.
They respect him. It's the craziest thing.
As they should. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, so it's great. I love seeing it too.
On the other side, women's basketball, another alum, Jocelyn Willoughby, she stays in the WNBA news as well for her achievements off the court. I know she's battled with a few injuries for the past couple years, and so she hasn't been able to find the best rhythm of playing. But off the court, she received the August 2022 WNBA Cares Community Assist Award. Like I said, I know that she does like a book club with some fans. I know that she loves keeping her hand in the community in New York, because she was raised very close by in North Jersey. So kudos to you, Jocelyn. You know, I'm always rooting for you. We definitely are going to have her on this at some point as well, because she always is good for dropping gems too.
And something knowledgeable.
Oh, always. If she ain't got a book in her hand, she is dropping a fact. Okay. And then last but not least, we brought him up earlier. Malcolm Brogdon, he has received the Muhammad Ali Award for respect just through his initiatives in Tanzania and other countries, I'm sure, working to facilitate access to clean water and quality education around the world. I mean, when he was here, they called him Mr. President.
President.
So, I mean, that holds a lot of weight, but for you to be acknowledged by the Muhammad Ali Center is...
I'm working on getting him up here. He's like 40 minutes away from me. He's with Boston now.
So we definitely,
so, you know, I'm
that would be beautiful to have y'all.
Malcolm, listen, I don't need tickets. I don't care. I can buy my own tickets to the game. I just would like to just come and just see you, you know, just warm up, shoot around. I can get my own ticket now. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, definitely get you on the show too. You know, it'll raise us a little bit, you know. But no, yeah, I'm just happy for all the alumni that are doing well. And then all those guys, of course, you know, this episode is, we're on Sunday. So, you know, all our football guys are playing right now as well today. Yep. And, you know, whoever's playing today or has a bye, you know, we just hope you guys have a safe game today. You know, make sure. Okay. You going out there representing like you always do, and then just represent for yourself like you guys been doing for years and years and years, playing in the NFL. So, you know, we look out for those guys as well. But, you know, these alumni, we're everywhere.
Yeah.
We're everywhere. I see UVA stuff everywhere.
Round of applause for UVA alum.
Yep. We love you guys.
Even you, Chris, if you were alum. Who knows? But
yeah, I don't know. At this rate, if you're alum, Chris, hey. More power to you too, buddy. More power to you too, buddy.
But thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 4 of Who's Together podcast. I am Lauren.
I am Quinn.
And we will see you guys next time. Peace.
Why you upset like Cinderella teens? You should see the things I finish inside these denim jeans. I can't associate with y'all this shit like ketamine.